The NFL draft has come and gone, and there were some big time winners, and there were some losers for your dynasty fantasy football leagues. So today I'm going to take a look at three players who have risen up draft boards, three players that might have just dropped down a little bit simply because the draft capital or the landing spot wasn't what we thought they were. So let's tune in. Garrett Price back with you on the Dynasty Nerds YouTube page. Three guys that I would consider winners and three guys that were kind of losers. I say kind of because there's a caveat to one of them. We'll get to them at the very end, so you won't want to miss out. But the first winner that I have on here, Ladd McConkey. What we were looking for in Ladd McConkey was a guy that was going to be drafted in the top 40, 45 picks. End of first round, beginning of second round. He did just that. He ended up going at the beginning of the second round to the LA Chargers. Now, looking at this team in this landscape, it's Quentin Johnston, and that's really it that they had on their team. Josh Palmer's there. There's not a lot of competition for targets. And when you look at who the favorite receiver has been for years for Justin Herbert, it's been Keenan Allen. And what does Keenan Allen do better than almost anyone else in football is run good routes. Well, insert Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey is an expert route runner. So you put him in, and I think this offense is going to be humming. And Ladd McConkey specifically was going from a guy that it was questionable whether or not he would be in the first round of Dynasty rookie drafts in 2024. And he has basically cemented himself right after that first tier. When you're looking at those top eight guys, he's cemented himself right after that. Somewhere between pick 9 and 11 in almost every single draft that I've seen so far, you see Mr. Ladd McConkey coming off the board. So great, great situation, landing spot, draft capital. All of that was there for Ladd McConkey. Next guy here is Jonathan Brooks. Now, I don't know that Jonathan Brooks skyrocketed up dynasty draft boards. I think a lot of people assumed he would end up being a first round pick in rookie drafts, or at least some running back would. The reason I have him as a winner is A, yes, he is now kind of locked in that same range as Ladd McConkey. You see him going somewhere between 109 and 111 in every single rookie draft that you do. But what really cemented him is if there is a team that needs a running back, Jonathan Brooks really stands out. When you look at all of the other running backs, first of all, there were no other running backs that went in the second round of the NFL draft. He's alone. So you have one running back. You have a situation where it's his. It's his team. It's his opportunities. It's his job to an offense that after the draft looks like it might be a little bit of an ascending offense. So Jonathan Brooks is in a spot where he is the only running back. The only one that's even close is Trey Benson. After that, the running back position falls off quickly. So if you're in a spot to draft Jonathan Brooks, I guarantee you can get way more than what that pick is typically valued at for him because teams are desperate for running back and there are not many to go around in this draft class. Last winner has to be Ricky Pearsall. I was seeing him go in like the early to mid third round in most mock drafts. Now we're seeing him on the fringe of the first round, but typically in the beginning of the second round. But he was a first round pick in the NFL draft to a team that, yes, I get it, they didn't end up trading Deebo. They didn't end up trading Brandon Ayuk. But the odds of both of those guys still being here next year are very, very slim. He's now going to move into a role where he's going to be the wide receiver two on a team that really kind of needs it at this point. George Kittle is not a spring chicken anymore. He's getting up there in years, and he struggles to stay healthy at times. Then you're going to have whoever's left between Deebo and Ayuk there, and it's going to be Ricky Pearsall, and he's going to have an opportunity to get more and more targets, and even Deebo. Deebo's no spring chicken either. So we have a spot where Ricky Pearsall really could be the wide receiver to own in San Francisco for the immediate future. So it was a really good landing spot, really good situation. And man, first round draft capital, It's really hard to argue with Ricky Pearsall being one of the biggest winners in Dynasty and just the NFL draft in general in 2024. All right, now we got to get a little mean. Got to get a little negative. Guys that we saw their stock really take a hit for your rookie drafts in the NFL draft. So the first one, I think, is probably the biggest one. That's Troy Franklin. There were rumors that he was going to be a first-round NFL draft pick. And typically, after we were getting the top eight, it was some combination of Troy Franklin and Brian Thomas Jr. that we were seeing in most mocks at the end of the first round there. Well, not the case anymore. Not only did he not go in round one, he also did not go in round two. He fell to day three. He was the second pick of the fourth round. And while, yes, it is a good landing spot in terms of not a lot of target competition, he definitely saw his stock take a major hit in the NFL draft, which in turn made him take a major hit in Dynasty, not mocks, real drafts. In the mocks beforehand, like I said, going in the first round, maybe into the second round, now we're looking at third round draft capital is what we're getting in most rookie drafts. Next one, next loser we have here, we've got Will Shipley. Yeah, Will Shipley. Look, I know some of you guys might say, how is Will Shipley a loser? Nobody was super on him. Well, we were. We had him as our running back five in the class overall. And it just kind of shows you where this draft class is overall. But had he been in a good landing spot, he really could have risen up boards with his PPR upside. Problem is, he didn't. He landed in Philadelphia. And even though the fourth round isn't bad DC for a guy like Will Shipley, Philadelphia seems like a really, really tough spot for him to really have any sort of value. So we're seeing him slip into the fourth round now of rookie drafts, which is really gross for a guy that originally had quite a bit of upside. All right, the reason I said kinda in my losers is because I don't really feel like this guy's a loser, but to the community he is, and it's Michael Penix. Michael Penix was being rumored to be in the first round, so people were sneaking him up draft boards. He went from mid-second to early second to many of the mocks I saw right before the start of the NFL draft had him going in the first round, which is really fair. And if I would have told you that he was going to be a top 10 pick, you would have said, yeah, he should be in the first round of Dynasty Superflex drafts. Well, he went to Atlanta, and Atlanta already has Kirk Cousins, and that situation is weird. And so for a guy that was actually the fourth quarterback off the board and pick 8 overall in the NFL draft, he is now somehow slipping to the sixth quarterback being taken, which means that you're getting him somewhere between the middle of the second to the end of the second round. Now, while he's obviously a loser as far as ADP goes, in my book, this screams excellent value. How often can you get a top 10 quarterback in the mid to late second round? Almost never. I cannot think of a situation in recent memory where somebody drafted in the top 10 in a super flex mock draft or real draft fell to the mid to the end of the second. It doesn't make sense. He's a fantastic player. And look, this team is all in. They're all in on him because they know all their necks are on the line. He's going to get an opportunity, and they're going to give him every possible chance to succeed. So Michael Penix, is he a loser? By definition, sure. Boy, does he present some good value.